Welcome to the Sounds of Faith Gospel broadcast from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina, with your host, Pastor J. Barry Goodman, and Associate Johnny Owens. We pray that the next few minutes of old-fashioned preaching and inspiring music will exalt the Savior, encourage the saint, and evangelize the sinner. Stay tuned for the Sounds of Faith.
Well, greetings dear radio friend, and welcome to another Monday, another week of broadcast here from the Faith Baptist Church of Shelby, North Carolina. I am Brother Johnny Owens, and I am your host here on the Monday through Friday Sounds of Faith. You're on this good station, good time slot. We appreciate you so very much being a part of our Faith Baptist family and our Sounds of Faith radio ministry family. And we're praying that the music we have got selected will be a blessing to your heart and maybe to help you a little bit along life's way. And of course, the Word of God's always a strength. And if we'll let it take residence in our heart, I believe it will help us in our everyday life. And we're going to be hearing some choir numbers this week and good songs from Miss Carolyn Parker Owens, and just a mixture of our faith family singers here that I think will bless your heart and help you day to day. And we'll be preaching, Lord willing, out of the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 17. If you know that text, you know it well. It is the text where David defeats Goliath. And I want to look at those five stones of David here this week, one for each day of the week, and see if we can draw some things from that. We'll encourage our hearts along life's way. Well, let's get right into the music. And speaking of choir numbers here, we'll start off the program today and this week with this good number from the adult choir singing, "I'm Living in Canaan Now." Sent those spies over into Canaan land to spy out the land. You know, they came back, and those 10 spies that were not for the conquest, amen, they said, they're giants in the land. We're like grasshoppers compared to them. You know what? Anytime you're in the will of God, friend, there's going to be some giants to face. And we're going to be preaching about that here, about David and the giant. Amen. In the preaching time, I think it's kind of fitting that we'd hear that about Canaan land to get our program started off today. Well, we'd love to have you come. Let me invite you to come be a part of the services here at the Faith Baptist Church. We're an old-fashioned, fundamental, Bible preaching, praying, praising, missionary-hearted Baptist church. Love to have you come. We worship together in spirit and in truth. And we meet this Wednesday night for prayer meeting time. Of course, we have all of our activities going on with the with our young people on Wednesday nights. Of course, our Patch the Pirate Club meets every Wednesday night. That's our 2-year-olds up through the 6th grade. Then every other Wednesday, our Sigma joins them. And that is our 7th grade through the 12th grade. And a good, great youth program, Bible preaching, Bible teaching. They get the same thing we get on their level out there in our other building on Wednesday nights. But on Sunday now, we're all together here in the house of God, starting off with Sunday school time at 10 o'clock. Then worship starts at 11. And also 6 o'clock in the evening service. And we'd love to have you come and visit with us. For any of these services, we're located about 5 miles south of Shelby, down 18 Highway, going towards South Carolina. 5 miles, you'll find the caution light there. We're right on the corner of Highway 180 and Highway 18 South, only 2.2 miles from the South Carolina state line. We'd count it a real joy to have you in any of the services here at Faith, and we are just anticipating what God's going to do for us in the of course the holiday season's coming up, and if you look at the television, they're already advertising Christmas stuff, amen, which I'm against that. I was raised different. I don't like to see Christmas lights till Thanksgiving is over, amen. Is anybody with me on that? Say amen. All right, yeah. But you know what, I understand the process, I understand all that, but you know, it gets busy around here. But you know what? We'd love to have you be a part of any of the services here at the church. Amen. Well, here's the orchestra. If you come on a Sunday, you'll hear a good number like this from our orchestra. Amen. Wasn't that good from the orchestra? Amen. Always a blessing to hear from those young men and women. Amen. As they play for us on Sundays. Amen. Well, in our truth for today, I would like to share this scripture with you out of the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 28. The Bible says, And God hath set some in the church, first apostles, secondary prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues. You know, the average church is without New Testament excitement because we have regarded ourselves as engineers of a program rather than instruments through which the Holy Spirit of God can demonstrate His power. Isn't that true? Oh, it's not the same if you have to promote it, friend. It's not the same if you have to put it on. Or just be an instrument. Just be a vessel. Clean vessel that the Holy Ghost of God can use. Amen? Amen. Well, thank God for that good truth. It's about time to pray. Can you join me for a moment or two of prayer? Our Heavenly Father, we bow before Thee today, asking You, dear Lord, humbly, to forgive us of our sins. God, cleanse our heart, I do pray. We thank You, Lord, for the blessings of life that You've given to us. God, we not deserve any of them. God, but we appreciate them. Lord, I'm thankful, God, for the answers to many of our prayers. God, I'm praying, Lord, today that You would continue, God, to work in those things that still a matter of concern upon our hearts. Now, Lord, I'm praying, Lord, as we assume that there are others that are praying and listening today to the Sounds of Faith, we certainly want to lift them up in prayer and certainly want to join our hearts with theirs and somehow just pray together that You would do that great and mighty thing in our heart. Thank You, Lord, for God, Your blessing. Thank You, God, for answering prayers on our part. And the way we prayed that the will of God would be done, but we had a certain way we wanted the election to go. And God, we're thankful, God, that You have saw fit to give America at least another heartbeat or two. And I'm praying, Lord, that we'll take advantage of this time of reprieve that You've given to this country. God, given to the church, given to us as ministers of the gospel to preach the word of God and the truth of the word of God without the fear of or favor of man. Now, Lord, I'm asking You, God, today to continue, God, to speak to hearts, particularly, God, those that are listening to us today. I'm asking You, God, to let something be said or something be saying, God, that will help them along the way. Thank You again for all You've done. Thank You again for Jesus and for the salvation that we have today through Him. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen. Well, thank God for the good time of prayer. And we do appreciate you so much being with us today on this Monday. And, of course, the Lord willing, we'll be with you all week long. And God's been good to us. He's strengthened us physically. And He's helping us spiritually. And, you know, of course, anytime you're in the ministry, doesn't matter. You got to keep in mind to whom we're ministering for and to, and not to get so wrapped up in the ministry that we forget to whom we are ministering. And I pray that you'll help us and pray with us, pray for us during this time. And here's a good number now. Let's get right into more singing. Amen. My time's going on. I'm just talking, just carrying on, amen. But I like this one from the Gospel Hymn Boys, amen. It says it's going to be, always going to be springtime in heaven, amen. A little picking for you today, hallelujah.
God promised us a mansion up yonder in the sky. A place where rain and snow don't fall and there's never grief or strife. Where everybody's happy and the roses always grow. When the trumpet sounds that morning, thank God I'm going home.
It'll always be
springtime in heaven.
Where lovely blossoms
always sound.
Quit trouble sound.
I'm going home alone. Catchy vision, rivers of water flowing there, and vision sweet contentment with love was there to share. Where everybody's happy while the endless ages roll, I'm longing for that morning when God will claim my soul.
It'll always be,
it'll always be
springtime in heaven,
springtime in heaven,
where lovely blossoms,
where the lovely blossoms
always,
always grow.
It'll always be,
it'll always be
springtime in heaven,
when the trumpets sound,
when the trumpets sound,
I'm going home, I'm going.
Amen. Wasn't that good from the hymn boys there? I've always liked that song, and I always say the same thing every time I hear it. It just ain't long enough. Amen. But I do appreciate that good number. Amen. Well, we'll have one more before the message. We'll go to the First Samuel, chapter 17. We'll start down around verse 45. Amen. Have your Bibles handy. Miss Carolyn Parker Owens is going to sing us up to that preaching time. And here's a beautiful number from her. It says, to God be the glory. The Lord. Nobody sings it like Miss Carolyn does. Amen. What a blessing. What a blessing indeed. Amen. Well, we're in the Word of God in the book of 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Of course, if you've been in church any at all, you've heard probably multiple messages from this great chapter 17. And of course, it includes the challenge of Goliath as he challenges the army of Israel. And of course, it includes the calls that David talked about in verse 29 when he said, "Is there not a cause?" But it also, of course, it is all about the conflict between David and Goliath. Of course, the part I want to feature in on or focus in on the day and the days of this week is on his conquering the giant. And you know what? There's been a lot of conflict and a lot of conflict with giants. And the reason the conflict is an overbearing conflict and an ongoing conflict is because we don't kill the giant in our life. And of course, you know the story very well. David goes down to the valley to check on his brothers there who's evidently in the army of Israel. And on the way, he's been known for his you would call it a slingshot, but it's a sling. And I've made several in my younger days as a child, as a boy. I've made those and got pretty good at throwing them. Amen. And I can see that sling in my mind that David must have carried. But on his way down there, he goes by the brook and he picks up five smooth stones. And so now he gets down to the valley. He's got those five smooth stones in his pouch on his side, his ammunition, if you please, for his battle that he maybe yet not even knows about. Amen. But God is preparing him for what's about to come. So we get down to verse number 45. I'll begin our reading there. He's down there, and he's now out in the midst, face to face, probably a distance apart, but he's looking at the giant Goliath. And Goliath has got his eyes fastened on this young whippersnapper, so to speak. And in Goliath's mind, you send a dog out here to fight me, the chief among the champion among the Philistines. Notice what verse 45 says here in the text. Then said David to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou defiled. This day will the Lord deliver thee into my hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee, and I will give the carcass of the host of the Philistines this day unto the fowls of the air and to the wild beast of the earth, and that all the earth shall know that there is a God in Israel." Notice verse number 47, "And all the assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into my hands." Well, I'm going to stop there for sake of time. I'll read the rest of the verses as we go along in the week. But I want to focus on those five smooth stones. And maybe look at it in a different way than what you may have heard it preached before in your lifetime. But I want you to notice, I believe these five stones are pieces of equipment, or should I say things that God gives us, and maybe figuratively, we're going to look at them figuratively today, in the days of this week, as things that God gives us to combat the Goliaths in our life. I want you to know the stone, number one, can we say that it represents a clear-cut relationship with God? Let me tell you something, friend. You'll never survive in this world spiritually until you become spiritual. And friend, let me tell you today, the only way to do that is not within your own righteousness. It's not with your own opinion, your own tradition, your own thoughts, your own philosophies. It is a clear-cut relationship with God Almighty. And that relationship is brought about by the mediator, our advocate, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And through him we have reconciliation with the Father. Notice this now. Hey, this cannot be a halfway experience. Notice when David comes out and he talks to Goliath, he tells him, hey, I come to you in the name of the Lord. You bring your spear, you've got your shield, you've got your sword and all the other armor, but I come to you just in the name of the Lord. Listen, that proves to me that he had a relationship with God Almighty. Oh, listen, he says this, there is no halfway experience for him. And we know him, and we know David, because he was all out and all in for God. I can see him down there now asking his brothers, how long has this giant been doing this? And they said he's been doing it for 40 days. David could he says, well, why hasn't somebody done something about it? And I can hear him being the youngest and being probably smaller than most. I can hear his brothers that are hiding in the bushes and hiding in the rocks saying, you just want to fight. You just like to fight. No, David said, I don't like to fight. I just believe there's a cause to fight. And I don't think we ought to. I think we or the Bible teaches me to live peaceably with all men if possible, and I believe that ought to be our goal. But sometimes sometimes there's a time we have to stand up and say, hey, enough's enough. And I believe David did that here in that valley. So we know that he was all in. Notice, the Lord wants us. The Lord wants us to make him, God wants to make himself real to us. He does that, of course, in relationship. But there's got to be real repentance. Real repentance. And you say, well, is repentance a work? I don't believe it's a work. I believe it happens, I believe there's got to be a turning away from sin. There's real forsaking of sin. And there's real praying through. And there's real witness of the Spirit. Let me tell you something. We need to be, listen, you can't be halfway. You can't be halfway in, friend. There's no such thing as being halfway saved, no more than there's being halfway pregnant, amen? Or an almost a preacher. You can't be you're not an almost a preacher. You know, you either are or you're not, right? And, this salvation, this relationship of God with God, it takes salvation, it takes repentance, it takes you're not going to, the relationship is not governed by fellowship. Fellowship is a whole other category. It's a whole other animal, so to speak. But I will say this. Well, that stone number one, you better have that stone of salvation, that stone of relationship. Then we're going to fall in battle. Oh, listen to me. God bless you. We'll see you again tomorrow, Lord being willing. Keep listening for the sounds of faith.
We pray you've been blessed by today's program. You may contact us at Faith Baptist Church, Shelby, North Carolina, or at fbcofshelby.org. Thank you, and keep listening for the sounds of faith.